Nice to be here. Hello to those of you who are online as well. Not all that long ago, we were having a walk down at the beach, and after we walked down to the sea and had a look across the cold grey water, I turned round to see that my children, to my surprise, weren't patiently waiting by my side. They had run away. It's unbelievable, I know. Children always do as they're told and always stand patiently waiting for you to tell them things. But in this case, they hadn't. They'd run away and they were hiding at the top of some sand dunes that were just behind us. They would poke their little heads up, look at me, laugh, and then hide again. So I did what any good parent would do, and I snuck up the dune next to them and then made them jump. They screamed. I didn't establish if it was glee or fear, because they ran away with a sort of childlike abandon that would be irresponsible on any other surface than soft sand. And this started a game where we would run up and down the sand dunes, racing each other. I was undefeated by my 7 and 10 year old in running down the sand dune. I've seen it shows them not to clap my crushing defeat there, my children. I was, however, beaten every time trying to get back up the sand dunes. It was tricky for me to get back to the top. Every step required careful placement of my feet. It required consideration. As soon as I thought about trying to beat the little scamps to get back to the top, and I tried to apply my size and strength, I would lose my footing and sometimes slide all the way back down to the bottom, which was very frustrating. And it's during one of these slides back down to the bottom that I realised it wasn't just on this dune that perhaps I was sliding backwards. I had stopped making progress and I was barely going through the motions. Without a real focus, my eyes had gone off the ball and I was off the boil. I was slipping back from what matters, from what the main subject of my life should be, moving towards God and towards his kingdom. Now, having realized this, I knew something needed to be done. So to try and rectify this problem, I have been endeavoring to ask myself every day, what can I do to be focused on God? Or what have I done? If I ask myself this question at the end of the day, what have I done today to move towards God? Now, the first time I thought about this and asked myself this question, I realized I had no good answer. Perhaps even more worryingly, I realized if I went back in my mind over the past few days, I also couldn't give a good answer to this question. Until, really, I got all the way back in my mind to the previous Sunday, which of course was worrying. I wasn't having a proper daily focus on God, his word, and the example of Jesus that we remember here today. But since that time, I have used that question to remind myself to focus on God daily. And just by having that one question floating around in my head, I've noticed I'm far more likely to immediately factor in God's word into the way I react and interact with the world, with everyday situations. But this isn't new advice, or the first time someone has had this thought. Our Bibles are overflowing with references to the idea that daily focus and daily thought of God helps to keep him at the forefront of our minds and us moving towards his kingdom as a result. So I'm going to run through a few verses here please don't feel the need to turn them up. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. It's Colossians. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. That's from 1 Chronicles. In Matthew. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I keep my eyes always upon the Lord. With him at my right hand I will not be shaken. And Isaiah 40. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. It seems then to focus on the Lord, to think on the Lord always, is a recurring theme in our Bible. And this is the case for a reason. And is there surely no better example to us of this than our Lord and Saviour Jesus, the man who focused always upon God, was so perfect at moving towards that goal of the kingdom with his eyes on God, he was never distracted by the temptations of the world and never sinned. Brethren and sisters, I don't have the ability to focus on God as Jesus did. You probably don't either. But maybe today, this week, this year, moving forward until our Lord's return, whenever that is, we can ask ourselves at least once a day, what have we done to move towards God's kingdom? What have we done to show God we're thinking of him? Because it's easy, as soon as we take our eyes from the straight and narrow way, we step off it because it is narrow. Just as when I focused on trying to beat the girls to the top of the sand dune, rather than just thinking about getting myself there eventually, just getting myself there carefully, not looking to the side to see how well they were doing, running back up, but just focused upon myself, it would have been much quicker, it would have been much easier for me to get to the top. This isn't to say that some days won't be better for us than others. Some days we will naturally do more for God than on others. Some days it'll be easy to answer the question, what have I done for God? Some days it will be a bit more difficult. Some days we may ask ourselves this question and realise that actually we should probably get our Bibles out and read, even if that means we read our chapters or a chapter before we go to sleep. But doing even that is 100% more than doing nothing. So, let's ask ourselves every day what we have done for God, what we can do for God. And hopefully, if we do that, we pray, then by the grace of God and the saving sacrifice of Jesus that we're here to remember, we may be seen as worthy to be saved and to live in his glorious coming kingdom. For we all have our own talents. We all have our own roles, whether that be helping on a Sunday or helping at a coffee morning or teaching a Sunday school or studying a passage of scripture so that we can help others perhaps understand it. We all have our own gifts. Romans 12, starting in verse 6. We all have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, serve. If it is teaching, teach. If it is to encourage, give encouragement. If it is in giving, give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do so cheerfully. There are so many different ways in which we're blessed by God. We all have different gifts. And that also means those in our ecclesia probably have different gifts to us as well. And sometimes we might need to reach out, or we should reach out, for help from others in our ecclesia. And sometimes that may mean that we're asked for help It may mean answering someone's request for help if we're able. But that's why we're arranged in our ecclesial groups, isn't it? By God, that we may help and strengthen one another. Collectively, we are far stronger. We can support and help further our own and each other's understanding and help each other along that narrow way towards the kingdom that I've mentioned. So I implore you to try to follow the example of Jesus. Think every day on focusing on the Lord and thinking of something we can do to show him our love every day. Just as we can read in our Bibles about God and Jesus' love for us in the sacrifice that we remember now as we take the bread and wine. The love so complete that God had for us that he asked his son to lay down his perfect life for us. And the love that Jesus had for us, that he laid down his life for us, his friends. I'm going to finish with a reading from Hebrews in chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured for sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.